In our wired up, plugged in world, more and more people find themselves having trouble getting a good night's sleep. But some sleep problems are more than a simple annoyance. And in response to a question about sleep from one of our listeners, we've invited our own sleep expert to join us with some answers. Dr. Antonio Calabres is professor of neurology at Upstate Medical University and a consultant for the Sleep Center at Upstate's University Hospital at the community campus. Welcome, Dr. Calabres. Thanks for coming in today.
My pleasure.
So, you know, there are sleep problems that can be more serious than just losing a good night's sleep. There are, like, events that can happen that can almost potentially cause injury, for example. One of the listener questions that we got asked about sleep paralysis. Can you tell us what that is?
Yes, sleep paralysis is well known to sleep specialists. Fortunately, it's a relatively rare event. The individual wakes up at night, generally in the third part of the night, with a sense of being unable to move, being unable to talk or shout or scream or ask for help. And it's very frightening because they are totally paralyzed, unable to do anything, just wait it out. It lasts for 1 or 2 minutes and then it disappears. We know physiologically what it means. This is a remnant of REM sleep, rapid eye movement sleep. This is the time of the night when we dream. And during REM sleep, we develop paralysis of all the muscles of the body except the eyes. That's why there are rapid eye movements, and the diaphragm, so that we can continue breathing. Other than that, everything else is paralyzed. And if the individual wakes up during that particular time and has the tendency to maintain that physiological paralysis beyond the time of dreaming, they have this experience of not being able to move while they are awake.
Wow, that has to be incredibly frightening.
It is incredibly frightening and very annoying. Of course, there are persons who know what's happening and they understand the situation, but still they are very upset and annoyed by it. It is common in patients with narcolepsy.
Which is a whole other sleep disorder, is that
yes.
correct?
Narcolepsy is a sleep disorder that causes a lot of sleepiness during the day, fragmentation of sleep at night, sleep paralysis, and lots of dreaming during the night and during naps during the daytime hours. Patients with narcolepsy also can have cataplexy, which is a sudden paralysis during the daytime hours as a result of an emotion, and we think that it's a similar mechanism of a fragment of REM interrupting wakefulness and causing the person to become suddenly paralyzed and fall.
Wow. So is this the kind of thing that once you've been diagnosed and you've been assured or reassured that this is transitory, that the anxiety that would accompany it generally is diminished?
The anxiety diminishes, and we also have medications that can control or eliminate this event. Cataplexy during the day, the sudden paralysis that may occur during waking hours, could be dangerous. For instance, the classical example of the roofer. If you are
my goodness, I just had the image.
On the roof of a house and suddenly you develop cataplexy as a result of a sudden emotion or being startled, you could have an accident. Or if you are swimming in the ocean and you develop cataplexy, you could have a very serious accident too. So this is cataplexy needs to be taken very seriously and controlled with medications.
Okay, so this is it something that's genetic? Or basically, is it run in families, or is it just something that occurs and idiopathically occurs and you have to treat it?
Yes, there is an idiopathic form of sleep paralysis that runs in families, and it runs in families without narcolepsy. And then there are other groups of individuals who have narcolepsy, sometimes with familial incidents, who develop a lot of sleep paralysis in association with narcolepsy.
Well, that hopefully, if you're having any thought of this, any of our listeners, you need to go see a neurologist and get some good advice and some good treatment. How about REM sleep disorder?
REM sleep behavior disorder is a new disorder. in our textbooks, perhaps 25 years old, but has been there for many, many years, if not centuries, of course, perhaps as old as humanity. REM sleep behavior disorder is an event that occurs in the middle of the night during which the individual acts his own dreams. And this is the result of the lack of paralysis during REM sleep. So here the abnormality is that the individual is not paralyzed during REM, and this is abnormal. But as a result of being able to move and to shout and to scream, the individual may act out his or her own dreams.
And potentially physically attack their bed partner,
yes,
for example, or any number of things.
Yes, I have had patients who have kicked and tucked and punched their bed partner, or that have gotten out of bed and smashed themselves against the wall, or even tried to jump out of a window. So it could be very dangerous. REM sleep behavior disorder has been associated with Parkinson's. And perhaps 40 to 50% of individuals with Parkinson's disease have REM sleep behavior disorder. And it may also indicate that the individual will develop Parkinson in the future. Sometimes as many as 10 or 15 years prior to the development of Parkinson, there are events of REM sleep behavior disorder.
So what do you do to treat it?
There is a specific treatment to control, not to cure, but to control REM sleep behavior disorder. And the patient who believes has this condition should consult with their family physician and eventually, if needed, with a sleep specialist, because there is definite danger in the middle of the night.
Well, here's another danger. I don't want to run out of time. I want to make sure we cover this. Something that you hear about all the time, this thing called sleepwalking, which is a kind of, sounds to me like potentially a variant of this other thing, or is it different?
It's different because sleepwalking occurs during deep sleep, during slow wave sleep. There is no memory of the event. There is no content in the mind. There is no dream. Whereas in REM sleep behavior disorder, there are dreams because the event occurs during REM sleep. So they are physiologically different, even though the individual gets out of bed, walks around, but in a state of irrationality. They don't know what they are doing, and they do not have memories the following day of the event. Whereas in REM sleep behavior disorder, they remember the event very vividly.
Do we have any cause that we can point to? I mean, you mentioned in REM sleep disorder, there's the potential of an association with other neurologic malfunction like Parkinson's. I mean, why would someone have this? Is it run in families? Is it possibly drinking, stress, or other things that play a role?
Sleepwalking is generally a familial occurrence and is generally benign. It tends to disappear by the age of 10 years, but if it persists beyond that age, the person should consult with a specialist.
And there are treatments
and
for
there
that
are treatments
as well
that control the events.
Well, at this point, all of these sound somewhat frightening, but it is hopeful that there, if they do seek help, proper help, there can, all of these things can be treated, because clearly there is the potential for great injury in almost everyone that you've described.
Definitely. The individual should be evaluated initially by the family physician and then, if needed, by a sleep specialist. And there are very special studies that can be done that will eventually give us the diagnosis.
Thank you so much for coming in and sharing all this very helpful information with us. My guest has been Dr. Antonio Calabres. He's a professor of neurology at Upstate Medical University, and he's a consultant for the Sleep Center at Upstate's University Hospital on the community campus. We'll be right back with more HealthLink on Air right after this short break.